The sociopath must make other people suffer. He has to dominate, whether he does that financially, adulterously, through other sexual perversions, he's got to do it. And many sociopaths eventually go down all the alleys of domination of other people. As his cruel games escalate over time and he puts certain people into power and then abruptly discards them and drops them when he gets tired of them, more and more people will be exploited, used, and discarded. And in a church that has now also become sociopathic, that does not care about mercy, humility, those people are simply abandoned. They either stay in the church in misery or they leave. And many people choose to leave and never go to church again. They become part of the unchurched. And there are things that you should know about the sociopath. First of all, in place of having meaningful relationships, sociopaths need to win. And they select victims, whether these are going to be sexual abuse victims or not, that we may not expect. Not necessarily the beautiful, the powerful, the wealthy are always selected. Granted, it sometimes is necessary to either eliminate or charm people from the cream of the crop in a church, from the original in crowd before the pastor takes over. But a sociopath, according to Marcia Stout, often gets pleasure by targeting people with pronounced conscience or people of strong character. Envy is a huge part of the sociopathic mindset. The sociopath resents the happiness of others. So simply being innocent and carefree may be enough for an unwary person to trigger a sociopath to develop, fantasize, and finally execute a plan to steal the harmless pleasures, happiness, or pure conscience of his victim. But of course, the heart of our discussion is the problem of child molesting, which is absolutely epidemic in Christian fundamentalism, in independent Baptist fundamentalism. There is absolutely no accountability, no tracking, nothing done if a man is charged with child molesting, if he's indicted for it, if he's found guilty of it. Independent fundamental Baptists do not do a thing to make sure that that man stays out of the pulpit or even out of churches. And my archives are filled with men who get back into churches after they get out of prison or if they somehow get out on probation for child molesting. I mean, Dave Hiles committed adultery with women through about 4 or 5 churches. He's in a church right now. He's down at First Baptist of Jacksonville, Florida. And furthermore, if a sociopath has gained control of a church and is turning that church into a sociopathic church, he can molest children with impunity, as Bob Gray of Jacksonville, Florida did, as Chuck Shiflett of Culpeper, Virginia did. Or if such a man is leading a church and a charge of molestation comes up against another church officer, a sociopathic pastor will cover it up and will make the victim suffer because the victim is the more vulnerable of the two people. Over time, the sociopathic pastor may do his best to get rid of a child molester in a church because it's inconveniencing him, but he's not going to act in the best interest of the victim, and usually the victim is treated as some sort of criminal or as a liar. And I'm talking about 5 and 6 and 7-year-old children who are made enemies of the church, and the sociopathic church just follows right along. Their consciences have now been turned off, and they also isolate the victim and the victim's family. It's a tragedy. It's an abomination. It is throwing an insult into the face of God. And no, I don't believe that Christian fundamentalism is going to get away with it forever. And that brings this virtual conference to a close, but I hope you'll stay tuned to the podcast because we will be continuing to discuss issues on this topic.